The next exercise is a little bit more intellectual. What I want you to do is begin to notice all the typical objections that you get in your line of work or in the places that you want to be more influential in. So if you're a salesperson, just list the typical objections you get from someone that says, I don't want to buy this after all. Now, once you have this typical list of objections, and it should only take you about a week to be able to gather these, begin to work out, first of all, what is the frame being set that allows the actual objection to be a valid objection? So what is the pre-frame that the client or potential client is giving you in order to allow that to be a valid objection? Then look at your pre-frames, your reframes, and deframes that will actually undermine those assumptions. In other words, what kind of reality would have to exist in order to make the objection completely invalid, to make it like something that no one would normally think of? And when you have those, then begin to construct your own frame, your own reality, in which the ability to buy something or whatever it is that you're doing inside your job is the only logical and sane conclusion that someone can come to. When you have that frame, then you can create the pre-frame out of that. And then you can use your reframes and deframes to keep cycling back into this thing. Test it out and see how well that works for you.